love you so, baby. And I'm glad to see you coming home. I got a little change in my pocket. I'm gonna take you out and buy you dinner. Take you down to McDonald's. It's about the best dinner McDonald's got. But I feel so good.
Stephan's good day, 7 past the hour. I'm Ken Kessler. Doug Stephan will be along shortly. If you've been listening this week, you know he's doing his cross-country trip, and we should be hooking up with him in Texas sometime later this morning. Happy Friday to you. It is Friday, December 6th, and the biggest news story globally in the last 24 hours has been the passing of Nelson Mandela. He died after years of health issues yesterday, was 95. Mandela led a sabotage campaign against South Africa's apartheid government in 1961. He was arrested in 62, convicted of conspiracy to overthrow the government, and sentenced to life in prison. It took 27 years for an international campaign to successfully lobby his release in 1990. And then 4 years later, he was elected president of South Africa. Nelson Mandela spent years dismantling and abolishing apartheid, diffusing racial tension, and fighting poverty. He's been awarded more than 250 international honors, including the Nobel Peace Prize, the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom, and the Soviet Order of Lenin, just to name a few. Lots of talk on talk radio and talk television yesterday. Here's a conversation between talk hosts Mike Russell and Mike Weinstein talking about the passing of Nelson Mandela and his amazing legacy.
The biggest story in the entire world right now, and I'm not exaggerating by any stretch, former South African President Nelson Mandela has died. President Jacob Zuma was delivering the announcement just moments ago.
Fellow South Africans, our beloved Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, the founding president of our democratic nation, has departed. He passed on peacefully in the company of his family.
He went on to talk about the nation mourning.
He is now resting. He is now at peace. Our nation has lost its greatest son. Our people have lost a father. Although we knew that this day would come.
Now, Nelson Mandela, Nobel Peace Prize winner, he spent a large portion of his life in prison, credited with ending apartheid. I'll tell you that this was the type of man, that commanded the respect of every other world leader. It really doesn't matter what side of an aisle you are and what ideology you held. When Nelson Mandela walked in the room, you sit up straight. It's Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela's in the room. For people like President Bush, W. Clinton, when you were in the presence of this man, it was, you weren't the most powerful man in the room. Does that make sense?
No, it makes absolute sense. And I think in order to appreciate his life, you have to understand where he came from and what he accomplished. And Nelson Mandela, who passed away at the age of 95. But after, following World War II, South Africa took a turn, and they instituted this thing called apartheid. And we hear about it, and we've heard the term, but many of us really don't appreciate what it meant, what it was like for the people, and basically what it was. After it was instituted in 1948, it classified everybody in South Africa into four racial groups, one being black, one being white, one being colored, and then the fourth being Indian. Now, taking it even a step farther than that, they segregated certain areas of South Africa for whatever racial group you belong to, and sometimes forcible,
right.
Where you're going to take the blacks and say, listen, and if we have to by force, we are going to make you live in this area and make you do this. And to the point, and as a matter of fact, in 1970, all people that were not white lost all government regulation, all government representation.
Right, representation.
So this,
right.
So this was a true country where racism was run amok, and that's what he stood up for, and that's what he stood against.
Right.
And that was one why he won the Nobel Peace Prize in 93, and more importantly in 94. Imagine coming from that country, coming from that climate, coming from that type of environment in 94. He became the first South African black president.
Mike Russell and Mike Weinstein talking about the passing of Nelson Mandela, the amazing legacy. Nelson Mandela passing away. And a lot of the, I'm traveling this week, so I'm listening to a lot of talk radio programs, and pretty much most of the stuff that you can get is right of center, and especially listening around to, in the various times, I listened to Limbaugh, but Mandela hadn't died when Limbaugh was on yesterday. By the time I got to listening to Levin, I was not impressed with, although Obama, we know, is the right's enemy. But to take everything that the guy says and whip it apart just seems, I mean, I think that's what the partisans want. I got that. But Nelson Mandela, probably without the conversation that sort of links him to a black president in America, just on his own. I remember interviewing him once. The day he became president, I was invited to come to the democracy that became South Africa, or South Africa that became a democracy, and going to Johannesburg and Cape Town and other places and watching as people, it's something that I don't know that we've felt, the kind of expression of maybe patronage to a guy who was pretty amazing. He was not a superhero. He wasn't a god, but he was looked upon as someone who inspired. But I remember when he was brought into the room for me to interview, and this was the day he became the president. I went there at the invitation of the new government and did my radio program for a week from there. And so when he came into the room and sat down next to me, I looked at him and he looked at me, and he didn't speak English particularly well, but he was, I mean, it was slow and measured, shall we say. And so the questions that I was asking, I looked at him, asked him a question, and he would look up at his, the man who eventually became his successor, for sort of a translation, what am I supposed to say kind of thing, which is what more got me than anything else. He never answered any question that I asked him. I talked to him for 20 minutes, never answered a question.
He looked at,
I think his name was, I'm trying to remember his name. Kenny, I don't know if you remember, Standa Mumbao, I believe, or something along that line. I don't remember his name. It's probably not important to the story. What's important is that he was the mouthpiece, and so he would, Mandela would look to him for the answer. He'd give the answer to Mandela, and then Mandela would talk to me. He would say whatever this fellow who was his handler, if you will, would say. It's interesting to be around somebody that that so many people had so much awe for. He was a transformer, I guess maybe that's a word for him, among other things. And that's why he's worth some of our time here on the Good Day program. It's Friday, the 6th of December. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here, and we're certainly interested in taking calls about any or all of the things that come into our focus during this hour, any hour of Good Day. By the way, there are always podcasts available. If you didn't hear what yesterday's program was all about, you can go to DougSteffen.com, look in the archives, and pick an hour. They're all described if you want to bring yourself into focus as to what has been said maybe yesterday or this week. A lot of conversation about Mr. Mandela, a lot of conversation about the Health Care Act, the strike, fast food worker strike, and that sort of thing. So we'll spend our time with that in this hour. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day. We get some comments about Mandela there and other things. As I said, it's 16 after the hour. This is Good Day.
This holiday season, remember?
Easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Adams, Wisconsin.
Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. Well, one time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look. No matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. Nineteen after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday. Nelson Mandela has passed away, and that's a main topic or a main focus of a lot of conversation at the end of the day yesterday and through the day today and probably through the weekend. Mandela was a lawyer as a young man, political activist, trying to dismantle the white minority rule in South Africa. He was like Mahatma Gandhi in a sense, a nonviolent sort. That was when he was younger. Things did get violent as things became more oppressive. And you never have been in a country until you've been in South Africa to understand the difference between the blacks and the whites, and how the whites completely just really sort of they had control of everything. Blacks had control of nothing. And I think that's really how the spirit changed. Was he just an operator? Was he a facilitator? Or the man for all seasons, as it were? Part of the discussion, I'm sure, will continue being discussed and focused on. 21 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Last night's X Factor. This actually is a group called Little Mix from the UK X Factor. Simon Cowell hosts a program in England called the X Factor. It's the same pretty much with different, I think there at one point there was a couple of the same, not guests, but the judges, Kenny, weren't there on the UK's version of X Factor and what we have here?
Yeah. Two or three were the same.
Yeah. All right, sorry, this is a song called Move from the X Factor in England, Little Mix. Crank that up for a moment, Michael, will you? Let's move on now as we converse about the issues of the day, things that are important moving from the passing of Nelson Mandela at the age of 95 to the continuing controversy about the release of the tapes in Newtown, Connecticut, as a result of a court order. Here are our hosts, Ron Upshaw and Don O'Neill, talking about the release of these tapes. This goes back about a year. I think people who are discreet will not air them, and that's the position that these guys take as well.
I think a lot of news organizations around the country, they've asked themselves, are we going to play these tapes? A lot of people are asking, should these tapes be released in the first place? And you may have heard some of the tapes on CBS, because CBS has decided nationally, and we have no control over that, that they're going to play some of the tapes. I also think maybe you've heard some of that on some of our local newscasts. I don't know if you heard that or not. And we don't have any control, nor do we want to have control over what our newsroom does. But we've kind of made a decision on this show that we're not going to play the 911 tapes, even though I still feel like it's important that they release those 911 tapes. There's a lot of places you can go on the internet and find those if you want to play those. But we've kind of decided, I don't know, how did you come to that decision?
Well, I mean, I have it as a radio host and also just as a human being. As a radio host, I feel about it. When we started our radio career, we didn't have access to these online. And so it kind of was a service in the sense that when the tapes came out and it was a big story, that it could move the story forward and you got more details and more information about the story and you kept people informed. Well, we don't live in that era anymore. You can get these things a lot of different ways. And so as a human being on this particular story, I have no desire to listen to these calls. I have seen a documentary on the shooter, who I'm not going to name because I think that's one of the reasons why he became a shooter, is for notoriety purposes. I lived across the street from Columbine High School the year before that incident happened, and so I was familiar with that scene. And so I just don't have a desire to do this. It's coming so long after the event that I don't think there's any details that we're going to learn from these calls that we didn't already know. That's going to move the story forward. Sure, we're going to know the details specific to that call, and we might learn a piece of information or hear an emotion that wasn't there before. But as far as revealing any sort of motive, the report came out a week or so ago and said, we don't have a motive. We don't really have these questions answered. We've looked at the mother's dead. The shooter is dead.
And they have listened to all the 911 tapes.
They listen to all the 911 tapes. Yeah. They comb through everything. And so I think there are some viable reasons for releasing 911 calls, including evidence. If there's something that's evidentiary there where you've got a suspect that you're prosecuting or there's a lawsuit pending, I think that's a reason you can do it. I think that if it's moving the story forward in a tangible way, that can be valuable on 911 calls. I think if there's something within the police action, like we had this with Columbine, where the police action was reviewed through the 911 tapes and changed. They made substantive changes to the way they were going to respond to this type of situation, not just in Littleton, Colorado, but then that went out to conferences for law enforcement nationwide, even worldwide. And if you remember the shooting that happened over in Europe on that island, they used training from Columbine and the way they apprehended that suspect who went on a shooting spree. So that's another reason why you could use 911 calls or to reveal motive. That could be something that would move the story forward. In this particular case, combined with the fact that it was little kids, I have no desire to hear these calls.
Would you like to have million-dollar looks? You don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired-looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now, 31, whoops, wait a minute, 33 after the hour. It's always 33 after the hour when I come back. Where did I get 31? Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler and our overview of what's going on in the world, our view of things from yesterday, from last night, from earlier in the day, the last 24 hours pretty much. This is a summary of the conversations that have been had by a lot of talk radio programs, hosts that focus in on the issues, and we got into a discussion a bit here in the last part of the program about the release of the 911 tapes from the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary. And so most people think that this is not arable. Most people have a conversation, however, with regard to those who are not very discreet, who want to air these things for the purposes of just garnering, okay, let's listen and hear what happened. Why? What do you? How's your life made better by listening to this junk? Anyway, here's Mike Trevisano and Glenn Forbes talking to one of the callers to their program about the tapes and whether or not they ought to be aired.
Do you want to hear those calls? Because a lot of media outlets are saying now they don't want to play them. Is that a sign of our times? Are the media outlets afraid to play them? I don't know why they would be afraid to play them. There's no legal recourse there. My opinion is, don't you think hearing those 911 calls in an odd sort of way would help people maybe get more involved and not take this kind of stuff for granted? And not saying, no, we don't need guns in the schools, no, guns are bad, no, no, this, no, no. Actually hearing those 911 calls, do you think it would have more of an impact than just hearing the story itself? My question is, why does the media get to decide?
We don't. They're posted. I mean, you can get... Well, what happened was there was a Freedom of Information Act request filed by the Associated Press. So in that regard, I mean, the media was kind of the conduit for the tapes being released. The media doesn't get to decide. You can go find them yourself. But the Freedom of Information Act request was made by the Associated Press.
What's the big deal? If you play them, like if we were going to play them now, you just give people warnings. If you don't want to hear them,
turn
the station. You're in the air.
Hi, Trev. I am calling with an answer to your question.
Yes.
And I think that morbid curiosity is what people are feeling. I I don't think that that should be played. Those that have lost children, when they hear that, they'll be reliving that whole day. I think it's just torture.
Hey, Gail?
Yes.
I will speak on the behalf of somebody that's not lost a child, okay, and a shooting like Newtown, but you're going to relive that whether you hear those tapes daily anyway.
Well, I'm sure you relive it.
Yeah,
yes.
And people that are affected by it are not going to listen, probably are not going to listen to the tapes. But my point is in an odd sort of way, don't you think it would do some good for people to actually hear it other than just having it reported on? Now, seeing it would be a different story. But hearing the 911 calls, don't you think that would do some good? Because there's a lot of bleeding hearts out there that don't think we have to do anything to protect our kids.
Well, I don't feel that it would do anybody any good.
So he makes a good argument for the way our society is run and for what ought to happen. If you want to listen to him, you can. If you don't want to listen to him, you don't have to. And I think that's part of, I don't choose to either want to listen to him or want to air him. And I wouldn't, if I hadn't listened to one of these programs and we were playing an excerpt from a program and the discussion focused on the tapes and then the host of the program said, okay, let's play these, and they played them, I'd stop it because I don't think they need to be aired. It hasn't anything to do with guns. It just is more of this salacious stuff. That's my point of view. You may have a different point of view, and that's what makes it cool. However, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and I get to choose where it gets aired. So I don't want to air them, and so we keep moving. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Twitter. And, of course, the good Doug. That probably won't work. Probably if you do Facebook.com/Good Day Show, that'd work. Or on Twitter at Good Day Show. 888-302-3684 is a great way for us to connect. Let's talk about the health care Act and what's been going on as the president sells this thing around the country. Here's host Joel Riley with a focus, he and Kyle Cheney from Politico.com, a focus on the Medicaid problem with Obamacare. And actually, this is something that not a lot of people have been talking about, so this would be good information for a lot of you who don't know that this is a problem.
A little move on Black Friday may have some big-time implications for we Ohioans, right, Kyle?
That's true, Joel. The administration sort of quietly on Friday said, they tried to fix what's also been sort of underreported problem with healthcare.gov. It's hard to imagine anything about healthcare.gov being underreported, but it's the fact that the site actually can't send Medicaid applications to the state. So if you sign up for Medicaid on healthcare.gov, those applications are still just stuck there. They can't go to the state where you live and actually fully enroll you. So on Friday, the administration announced this workaround where they said, we're going to let you use an incomplete set of data to enroll people. It's called a flat file. It has less than the full amount of information. It's raised some concerns among states that they'll be putting people in their Medicaid programs that don't actually belong there.
Yeah, and when you do that kind of thing, too, the thing that immediately comes to my mind is fraud. When people hear that, they might try to apply. Yep. And get money that they shouldn't be getting. And then, the thing we're hearing most about this morning is just the security. The security is just not up to snuff for what it should be.
Exactly. That's sort of an across-the-board fear. And in this particular instance, that would be the worst of all outcomes for this fix. And the administration says is not likely to materialize. They think they've implemented enough safeguards, even for this Medicaid fix, that security issues are not, or even fraud issues are not going to be the end result. But what you're basically saying is, we're going to, you can enroll people in Medicaid based on an incomplete data set. And by its nature, it's saying data that you would normally rely upon to ensure that people are eligible, just don't worry about it this time until we get the system fixed. And so that's why I think you're seeing some nervousness among states that, well, what are we really signing up for if we do this?
That's, when you're talking there, Kyle, I just keep thinking about math class when I was in middle and high school. And, you get the answer, but you got to show your work. The government wants the answer, but they don't want to show the work.
Again, and that's exactly, you hit it on the head, I think, with the fear among some states and some of the experts I talked to who said, you know, the government is so intent on getting people enrolled. They don't care about the means. They just care about the end because that supports the whole effort. Long-term and big picture, but if you do dig in and get into how the work was actually done, it may not be as pretty.
All right, so how many people knew that was a problem? A lot of the problems that they're having this week have to do not with the construct of Obamacare, but with the information getting through to the various insurers, and Medicare is an insurer. 888-302-3684, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Here's host Rita Cosby talking to Juan Williams from Fox about the president attempting to relaunch the Affordable Care Act with this 21-day blitz around the country. Now that the website seems to be working better, is this a good effort on his part?
What do you think's going to happen now with the president?
Well, you know, it's time to put up or shut up, Rita. I mean, goodness gracious, he had a terrible rollout. It's been an abysmal first 2 months of Obamacare, and it's cost him in terms of approval ratings and, of course, the numbers. What's interesting to me is it's Democrats and independents who have fled the president. So now he's trying to relaunch, and I suppose that it means that he's got confidence that the website can now work. Well, if the website's working, then he's got to produce the numbers. He's got to show that young people will sign up, that he can get a fair mix ratio, if you will, in the market so that the insurance companies don't lose money, so the whole system works. And so the next couple of months are going to be very big for President Obama.
Now, have you seen the latest, these poll numbers? There's a new poll that just came out, and it says that young people are unhappy with the president and virtually everything that he's done since he was reelected. It was a Harvard University survey, and it says that about 50% of them, and it's kind of interesting because it's young people, as you know, a key group for this president, saying that he, you know, shouldn't be in office anymore. He's losing a real base for him, Juan.
Well, remember, he doesn't run again. So the question
is,
you know,
every president cares about their legacy still and how they're perceived.
Yeah, but I mean, in real political terms here in Washington, I think the question is how it would impact people who are running for the House and Senate in 2014, and that's closer than you think, less than a year away. Those campaigns really get going in January with primary contests that will be, you know, up. And so if he is a drag for those people, that's a big negative. That's where you start to feel it. I mean, legacy, yes, but, you know, he's still in office for a couple of years. But if the Affordable Care Act becomes, you know, an anchor on this president, it's also an anchor on the Democratic Party.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Sandra Boynton is an American humorist, songwriter, director, music producer, children's author, and illustrator. Boynton's newest release is called Frog Trouble. It's an illustrated songbook and CD of her new and wildly original country songs, sung by a truly amazing roster of country music's biggest stars. Kidlit host Lisa Loeb spoke with Sandra about her new release.
In your searching eyes and a heart.
I wanted to know about When Pigs Fly and how you got together with Ryan Adams.
I wrote the song probably the quickest I've ever wrote. It truly seemed to write itself. I know that's a cliche, but it truly did. And the person I'd heard singing it while I was doing it was Ryan Adams. And I know his manager some, and his manager said, I think it's very unlikely. He doesn't have kids. He's busy. But I'll play it for him. And it was very quickly that, you know, I think it was 2 days, maybe a day, that I heard back from Michael saying Ryan wants to do it and he wants to record it. And I think it was 3 weeks from then. To me, it was the most self-fulfilling possible thing for a song called When Pigs Fly and There You Are. And, you know, you've heard the song. It's not, with a humorous title, it's not a humorous song at all. It's a song about not giving up. Working with him was amazing. It's just a wonderful serendipity.
The endless blue of the sky. You wait for the time when pigs fly.
That's Sandra Boynton on her new release, the illustrated songbook and CD combo entitled Frog Trouble. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Doug Steffen and the Good Day program, with a focus on the hot hits, the conversation that's rattling people or gets them. These things are always, I think, built around emotion. And there wasn't much more emotion showed by a lot of people who are Sarah Palin supporters than the anger that was directed toward Martin Bashir when he went off on her on MSNBC a couple of weeks ago. And people were asking, why wasn't he fired on the spot? Doesn't make a difference what the philosophy of the network might be or the program. That was really way, way, way over the top, out of place, and improper. There's a place for it, freedom of speech and all. But, you know, in this circumstance, it was time for Bashir to resign. And here's talk host Mo Kelly, who doesn't agree with Bashir with his resignation. Let's listen to his thinking.
Television is scripted, especially, quote-unquote, news programming. There's a teleprompter. You have someone giving a monologue, and it may sound very good, but it's being read word for word. That's the fundamental difference between radio and television. And when someone gets in trouble, whatever that means in radio, usually it has to do with a momentary lapse. It has to do with a person trying to be too funny or a person who makes an off-the-cuff remark, but not necessarily trying to cross a certain line. That person usually just realizes the person that they have crossed the line, usually after the fact, because they're creating on the fly. TV is much different. And in the discussion of Martin Bashir and his recent resignation from MSNBC, I have a few thoughts. I do not believe Martin Bashir should have resigned. If there is fault, it has to do with his production staff for not necessarily shielding him. In this business, we call this protecting the host. And I always look at Tuwala or any other producer and saying, look, I need you to make sure that I don't do something stupid or put me in a position where I could ruin my career. It could be bad prep for an interview. It could be anything which puts me in a place which endangers my career. He needs to, we call this one foot in, one foot out. Now, you may hear Tuwala on the program, but he also has to have one foot outside of the program to be able to provide some perspective. Mo, I don't think you should say that. Mo, I don't think you should do that. Or be able to anticipate certain types of problems. Because in a radio program, and as you hear me right now, I'm just going. I'm freestyling. Television is altogether different. It's mapped out. It's written out. And it's supposed to go by editors. And despite what Martin Bashir may want to say on the air, there needs to be some sort of safety net provided by his production staff. And they didn't do their jobs. But unfortunately, it falls on the shoulders of Martin Bashir because the words come out of his mouth, whether he wrote them or not.
Nonsense.
And he's responsible for everything he says and does. He's a big boy. I wouldn't blame Ken Kessler if I screwed up on the air. I might blame him off the air. But I wouldn't blame him on the air. So, yeah, that's a load of baloney. That's not. Hey, he could ad-lib as much. Maybe a teleprompter, he could still ad-lib around it. 51 after the hour.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This is fast food at its finest musically. 54 after. Friday's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, the fast food worker strike is on people's minds today. I think it was yesterday that we had one of these, another attempt at moving the cost of the food up by doubling the pay for fast food workers. So here's a review of that from host Dom Giordano, who talks here to Ben Hunter, who's a fast food worker in Philadelphia. He was on strike and was attending one of those rallies to try to get the minimum wage cranked way up.
It seems like you guys are getting set up in the background, right?
Yes, we are. We're at the Wendy's on Concord Pike right now in front of the store. They're chanting, and we're about to have some people speak.
What are people chanting there, Ben?
Hey, ho, ho. Probably where we have to go.
Okay, and what is it? Is it the $15 an hour? Is that what you're trying to demand?
We're not really demanding $15 an hour. We're just asking for a fair living wage. Myself, the reason why I'm out here and the majority of other people out here is because we don't make enough money to survive on what they're paying. $7.25 is not enough. And we're just trying to provide for our families and live a decent life and not have to worry about where our next meal or the electric getting cut off or...
Well, Ben, might I ask, how long have you been working for Burger King?
A year and a half.
And how much are you paid now?
$7.25.
You're still at $7.25?
Yeah.
Okay. Question would be, what's your skill set, Ben? Do you have any other skills? Or why don't you have any other skills that you're still working at Burger King?
I do have other skills. I'm actually a certified carpenter.
Okay.
And I've worked in basically the food industry for about 25 years.
Why wouldn't you do the carpentry?
I don't do it now because I don't have the tools to do it. And I love serving food to people. That's something I love to do. That's one of the main reasons why I'm still working at Burger King. And I just love to see the expression on people's faces when they have a decent meal in front of them.
Well, that's all good. That's noble, Bill, Ben. But, you know, and how big's your family, Ben?
Three.
But if you're going to make it with your family, don't you think carpentry, you're a skilled carpenter, certified carpenter, don't you think that's a better path?
It is. But at the same time, I love doing what I'm doing, and I will continue to fight for a better living wage at the job that I'm at. It's not as easy as you say it is with the carpentry to go out and get another job. And the job that I have, I'm going to stay with the job and continue to work on this job, and I'm going to continue to fight so that we, as people, have the right to live a decent life. And $7.25 is not enough money. I don't care what kind of job that you're in, making that kind of money, you cannot pay for any bills, no matter what your skill discussion is. There are 400,000 workers that have a college degree that work at fast food.
Right.
I'm not the only one.
888-302-3684 as comments rain. Here are host Scott Sands and partner talking to a fellow who owns a fast food franchise about how his business would be affected if the minimum wage was raised the way these people want it to go up.
John, what would happen if all of a sudden you had to double all of your employees' wages to $15 an hour tomorrow?
Well, you can ask yourself what would happen if any business had to double its employees' wages. Obviously, there would be staff cuts. There would be new automation to take place of those employees, and prices would go up.
Do you have any trepidation in paying your employees what you pay them? And I'm assuming that they're making right around minimum wage, maybe a little bit more than that. Do you feel like an evil corporate bully by paying them such low wages?
Well, no, and let me explain why. First of all, I think it's a fallacy that people believe that most people are making minimum wage if they work in fast food, and that's not true. That is just absolutely not true. That is a training wage or a starting wage. If someone comes in and they produce and they work hard, not only are they going to get raises fast, they're also going to get promoted and make a lot more money, and some are making more than $15 an hour.
Do you have regular line workers that are making more than $15 an hour or somewhere in that range?
Yes, I sure do.
And after how many years does it take for somebody to get to that level?
Well, you know, in our company, it's not about years. It's about how good they are. You come in and you perform better than the person beside you, you're going to make more money than the person beside you.
All right, there you go.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.